Across Vermont, organizations are experimenting with new models to combat homelessness. In some communities, they're being welcomed, but in others, there's been pushback. Last year, some towns rejected plans to open new shelters, while in other parts of the state, alternative housing programs have been successful. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
Yep, number 11, live here.
Meet Mitchell Butler. He's not homeless.
I've been living here for almost going on 4 months, and I'm hopefully going to be here for the rest of the year, or maybe stay longer. We'll see what happens, you know?
Butler lives at Beacon Apartments, a long-term supportive housing project owned by Champlain Housing Trust. The Housing Trust bought a motel along a commercial strip in South Burlington and built 19 studio apartments for the chronically homeless. It's the first stable housing Butler's had in more than 4 years.
I'm just grateful to have a place, you know. I mean, just a room, you know. A place to go, you know. Address, you know. When you're outside, you're not mellowed out. It's more chaotic and stuff. But when you're inside, you can mellow out and whatever. You want to read a book or something, or got TV and stuff. And it's pretty cool.
Champlain Housing Trust used public and private money to purchase and renovate the motel. Federal housing vouchers pay for the tenants' monthly rent, and they can stay as long as they like. Michael Monty is the group's chief financial officer, and he says the housing offers a long-term solution for addressing homelessness.
Even though it might seem like an expensive proposition, the costs that you don't see that are either by the police or by the emergency rooms or by sort of a range of other things in terms of services, it winds up to be less expensive to house people and even to provide them services than for them to be homeless, and especially for those folks who have been chronically homeless.
But just down Route 7 in Shelburne, the Housing Trust is locked in a zoning battle to keep its Harbor Place project open. Harbor Place is also located in a former motel, and people who are homeless can stay there up to 28 days with state money covering the rent. The town of Shelburne says Champlain Housing Trust is violating its zoning permit because Harbor Place isn't a motel. Champlain Housing Trust says people come and go, pay nightly rates, and it is in fact a motel. The two sides will battle it out at a zoning hearing this month. Sean Brown is with the Department for Children and Families. He oversees the state's emergency assistance program, which pays for motel vouchers for the homeless. He says similar debates will happen across the state as communities confront the thorny issue of homelessness. The motel voucher program is expensive, and Brown says the state is asking service providers to try to come up with new ideas for their own communities.
These are the families or the individuals we're seeing in their demographics, and we've been going around meeting constantly with the different groups around the state saying, here's what we know about who's homeless in your communities. Tell us what you would do to serve them, relying less on motels but other type of housing arrangements.
The Community Alternative Program got off the ground last year, and it forced some tough conversations. In Rutland, an emergency winter shelter was rejected. Overall, the motel voucher program cost the state less money last year, as some communities got their alternative programs off the ground. But in Rutland, motel use was up this past winter. Brown says talks in Rutland and in other parts of the state will continue.
We recognize that these are difficult conversations for communities to have, and that we're sensitive to that. And our approach kind of recognizes that, where we're not coming in and imposing a solution on a community. And, you know, it's not smooth, it'll be bumpy, but that you just work through those one at a time.
Groundworks Collaborative in Brattleboro is one of the groups that received a grant earlier this year through the Alternative Housing Program. Groundworks Director Josh Davis says the money is being used to lease apartments where people who are homeless can stay for up to 90 days.
There's a quicker connection to people being in this emergency situation to the supportive services that can help them get out of that situation, and it costs the state less money ultimately. So it's kind of a win-win-win.
The Southern Vermont community lost its location for a winter shelter at the end of last season, and Groundworks now hopes to purchase a building for a new 25-bed emergency shelter. The Department for Children and Families is looking at applications now for alternative housing grants that will go toward next winter's projects. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.